We're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekochayim, and we're in the middle of the review. We're up to Alachat Tetzvah. And we were discussing that one should not pause in the middle of Psukei Zimra, but after we've said Baruch Shamar, one may answer Amen to any blessing. I mean, certainly one may answer Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. One should not answer in the middle of Psukei Zimra. If a Kohen got an Aliyah, or else he was in Shul, he was running late, he's in the middle of Psukei Zimran, it's time to say Berkat Panim. So he pauses his Psukei Zimran, he says his Aliyah, and he also does Berkat Panim. But preferably, you don't call someone who's in the middle of Psukei Zimran. Yeah, if you could call someone else. If a person comes to Shul and he finds that the congregation is at the end of Psukei Zimran, they're near Ashrei, they're near Yishtabach. So he should say Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, the first Taluka, the third, or here he's saying, I'm sorry, the third and the fifth, and then Yishtabach, and join the congregation with from Yishtabach onward.
First, third, and fifth.
Right, so if he could only make it, then he should do Ashrei, third, and fifth. If he won't be able to do that, then he should do Ashrei and the third. And if he can't do that, then he should do Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach.
So preference is third, second preference is fifth, and third preference is
first. Right?
First of all, third, then fifth, then if he have time, also first.
Yes. Right, but Ashrei he must say.
Ashrei, yes.
Now let's say he's so late.
And two times, it's demanded two times in Shacharit.
Right.
It's like obligatory two times, yes. Yeah, it's like obligatory. Most importantly, three times per day. Yes.
That's the way we have it in our Talmud. Yeah, that one should get Ashrei in three times a day. So let's say he's so late that even if he skips, he won't make it. So then he'll skip all Psukei Dezimra and start with the blessing after Yishtabach, so that he ensures that he gets on time for Shemon Esrei to say it with the congregation. Now, this is assuming that he already said Berkot HaShachar, that he shouldn't skip, meaning the blessing on learning Torah, Nitil Sedaim, Asher Yotzar, and then the 15 blessings giving thanks, Shalasani Oved, Pokeach Ivrim, Abish Arumim, Matir Asurim, all those he has to get in beforehand. Now, this is what it says in Halacha, but technically one is supposed to say Psukei Dezimra. And of course, if he skips it, he's missing something. So, if a person can, he has to get in Psukei Dezimra. The only problem is that sometimes people are always late, and they always miss Psukei Dezimra. Yeah? So then, a person has to figure out how to get in Psukei Dezimra. And if he davens slowly, and even if he'll show up on time, the congregation will go way ahead of him. So he could go according to his own pace, but technically a person has to know that his responsibility is to make it to Shemoneh Esrei with the congregation. If only he could, that's what he should do.